It's Thursday, December 5th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, U.S. officials believe Chinese hackers breached at least 8 U.S. telecommunications providers in their quest to spy on top U.S. political figures as part of a hacking campaign that has affected dozens of countries worldwide, a White House official said Wednesday. Right now, we do not believe any have fully removed the Chinese actors from these networks, so there is a risk of ongoing compromises to communications, Anne Neuberger, Deputy National Security Advisor, told reporters. It's the highest public tally yet the Biden administration has given of the scope of a hacking campaign that has rattled the U.S. national security establishment and is poised to challenge the incoming Trump administration. Officials do not believe the hackers accessed classified information, Neuberger said. Neuberger's remarks came as senior U.S. intelligence officials gave a classified briefing to senators Wednesday on the Chinese hacking campaign. China has denied involvement. In other news, the chief executive of United Healthcare, one of the nation's largest insurers, was killed Wednesday in Midtown Manhattan in what police described as a targeted attack by a shooter outside a hotel where the company was holding a conference. The shooter fled on foot into an alleyway and was last seen on an e-bike heading into Central Park. New York police said the attack on Brian Thompson was planned, but the motive was unclear. Police said Thompson was heading to the company's annual investor conference at the New York Hilton Midtown around 6:45 a.m. when a person walked up behind him and shot him multiple times. Thompson was alone at the time and did not have a security detail, police said. Officers found Thompson on the ground outside the hotel with gunshot wounds to his back and right calf, according to Joseph Kinney, the police department's chief of detectives. He was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital at 7:12 a.m. In world news, the government of President Emmanuel Macron collapsed Wednesday after the National Assembly voted for the first time in more than a half century to oust a prime minister from office, a sign of the political gridlock that has paralyzed France and left the country's public finances in limbo. A no-confidence motion against the government of Prime Minister Michel Barnier won the support of 331 lawmakers in the 577-seat lower house, forcing him to resign. Wednesday's vote shows how the Eurozone's second-biggest economy risks becoming ungovernable. The growing fragmentation and polarization of France's political ranks are testing the foundations of its democracy. The last time the National Assembly brought down a government was 1962, when France was reeling from the fallout of Algeria's war for independence and an assassination attempt on then-President Charles de Gaulle. Macron's attempt to ward off the rise of Marine Le Pen's far-right national rally by calling snap elections this summer instead saddled the country with a hung parliament. The National Assembly, which is divided between Macron loyalists, Le Pen's ranks, and an unruly alliance of leftist parties, splintered over its first order of business, approving the government's budget for 2025. Meanwhile, Mexican soldiers and Marines have seized over a ton of fentanyl pills in two raids in the north, with officials calling it the biggest catch of the synthetic opioid in the country's history. The raids came after a sharp drop in fentanyl seizures in Mexico earlier this year, and days after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump threatened to impose 25% tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico unless those countries cracked down on the flow of migrants and drugs across the border. Experts say the timing may not be a coincidence. Mexico's top security official said soldiers and Marines late Tuesday spotted two men carrying guns in the northern state of Sinaloa, home to the drug cartel of the same name. In Sinaloa, we achieved the biggest seizure in history of fentanyl, Public Safety Secretary Omar Garcia Harfuch wrote in his social media accounts. Several guns were also seized, and the two men were arrested. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.